So I know it's been a while since I've updated, but I thought I'd do a little audio view about the potty training that we're currently going through. Right, well, about just over 2 weeks ago, we started the potty training. I think I probably could have started this a little bit earlier, maybe, a month ago, but I wasn't in the right frame of mind. Doesn't really help. I'm still not in the right frame of mind, but it got to the point where he was clearly wanting to use the potty rather than anything else, or using the nappy. The fighting with the nappies was just getting a bit too much for all of us, really. So we decided to give it a go. Porty Potty actually sent us one to review a while back, and we've finally been able to use it. So thank you, Porty. I will also I'll do a proper audio bit on the Porty Potty another time. But so far, it started out with but we had nothing underneath, so you just had a t-shirt on, so no pants, no pull-ups, nothing like that. And yeah, we had loads and loads of wee on the floor, which was fine, but what we did was we kept the potty constantly near us. We tend to put it by our, if we were watching the TV, we'd have it by the sofa next to us. That way, if he suddenly decided right there and then to have a wee, we just picked it up, grabbed it, and put it on under him. And then say, well done. Wow, that's great, Alex. The reason that is, although we basically did the job for him, it was just more to say, he got the idea that actually getting it into this thing called the potty is good and will make mummy and daddy happy, and it's the right thing to do. And I was amazed how quickly he caught this on. Next day, he was actually aiming. Although for about a week he was standing over the potty, because that's what we did. We put it underneath him. He didn't. He always stands when he wees, so he was always going standing over it. This meant that training pants or anything like that were just a big no-no, because if you try and get those down to your ankle and you're standing with the potty underneath you, it just goes all over the place. So we had to continue with the nothing on the bum sort of style of potty training. And now we're just finishing week two. We've had a few number two, should I say, poos, if you really want me to be straight. And most of them, of course, were on the floor naturally. We weren't expecting like a miracle that he'd understand this. But he's also been a bit ill, so we've had some nasty ones as well. In the end, what we did was, when I could, I'd grab some tissues and stuff, pick up the said number two, and put it into the potty and just sort of point and say, "Look, that's where it goes. Good. It's good if it's there." At first, didn't work. He just ended up counting all of them that I put in the potty. Which was just a bit weird. But then he seemed to get the idea that, yeah, this is where it goes, not on the floor. And yesterday, before he went to his grandparents, every single one went into the potty. He had three of them, because he's not, I said, he's been a bit ill the last few days. So he had quite a few. But every single one of them was in the potty. And, drum roll, he is now sitting on the potty. It's just great. It makes things a little bit easier on us. Still not got the pants thing sorted, because he doesn't actually talk, so he doesn't tell me when he needs a wee. And he doesn't know to pull the pants down himself. So all he does is he ends up sitting on the potty and weeing with his pants still on. Whether they're pull-ups, training pants, or just normal little boy pants, they just end up getting soaked. And when he's got actual proper like pull-ups, all that happens is it goes in there, and he looks into the potty. He's like, "Oh, what's happened there? There's no wee." So all I can say really when it comes to potty training, is praise definitely seems to be the thing to help. All about just being positive about it. Try not to be angry when they have accidents. I know it gets frustrating. And enjoy it. Bye.